Scripture and prayer for Sunday, May 23rd. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and it will also be the final installation of Scripture and prayer. My thanks to those of you who have journeyed with me during these many months of the pandemic and found Scripture and prayer to be of encouragement to your hearts and lives. But thanks be to God, the time has come when we can lay this down and join with our family and friends in in-person worship. Psalm 114. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of foreign tongue, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan turned back, the mountains leapt like rams, the hills like lambs. Why was it, sea, that you fled? Why, Jordan, did you turn back? Why, mountains, did you leap like rams? You hills, like lambs. Tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Join me as we pray. Missionary God, you sent your presence to guide and prophets to proclaim. You sent Jesus the Word to announce the good news of the kingdom, to seek and to save the lost. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to your church, your missionary people. Brood over and breathe in us, sending us out with your life, declaring to all nations and people the promise of the gospel, salvation in Jesus. Thanks be to God.